Girl, now, Sylvia.
Let me say this before we get started really hard into this. I'm not in any way, shape, or form promoting violence. What I am promoting is instant karma, accountability, and people banding together for a cause that is to save a person who was being harmed.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
That we all know. In any other circumstance that we have seen over the last, I will say, 5 years, that situation has gone differently every time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not promoting violence. Do not try to attempt to say that I am promoting violence. What I am promoting is that we as a people banded together in that moment and said no.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast, What's Been Better, with Sly and Lori Sitting Shop Games. So buckle up your seatbelts and open up your mind. What's Been Better is about to go live.
This is episode 21 of What's Been Better. This week, we're talking about having a cathartic release. If you saw anything on the internet August 5th, 6th, or 7th, you know exactly what we're talking about. And we're going to get into it today. If you've been here before, you know we cuss. And today is not going to be any different. If you're new here, please get used to how we emphasize. We love positive reviews, so please leave those for us. And like, share, subscribe, do something with this episode, but do not keep it for yourself.
Don't. Y'all, listen, I just want to jump in here, but before I do, Sylvia, what's been better, honey?
So much has been better. Okay. I'm going to say the pizza is what has been better.
Girl.
Because y'all, go on my TikTok and just look at the four pizzas that we cooked over the weekend. I know my husband is listening. Drew, you did that shit. That shit was great.
Yes, yes.
Drew, I highly recommend a couple of things. Build yourself a wood-burning pizza oven in your backyard. Use King Arthur flour and make sure that you have a person who is willing to get bit by mosquitoes and man that fire. Because, baby, I still have the bites, but it was worth it.
Yes. And tell me what's in that King Arthur's
flour. I don't know. We have to ask them. Shout out to them. Like, come sponsor us. We absolutely love you. Trust us. We really do love you in this house. Mm-hmm. Bread flour, pizza flour, all of it. Like, just, I don't know. We need to holler at you, King Arthur.
Listen, guests at her house love it. Mm. Let me just say, that pizza was good.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it was a lot. It was a lot. Like, the weather was trying to do whatever it was trying to do. The mosquitoes were doing whatever they were doing. But we still had a good time. We still mm-hmm. had a good time.
Let me tell you about them mosquitoes, though. Those some ninja-ass mosquitoes. Like, they bit me, and there's a big-ass bubble on my arm and my leg. I was like, what? I got to get out of here. I didn't even hang out with Sylvia outside, for real, mm-mm. because of them damn mosquitoes.
We went to the greenhouse one time for, like, 10 minutes, and Lori was like, okay, I'm not coming back out. Mm-hmm, I'm not. Mm-hmm. And I understood.
Yes, yes.
This is our fault for not turning on the bubble machine also.
Oh, that, okay.
That's also part of the problem. We did happened. Not turn okay. on the bubble machine. Okay. But anyway, that is what has been better. Pizza parties, bops, as we call it. You are also, if my brother-in-law is listening, you are also my bop therapist who eats brick oven pizza with me, and we still have like therapeutic sessions. So he calls you my bop therapist.
Oh, brick oven
pizza.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yes. Wow. Okay.
So
a bop therapist.
That's what he calls me. He calls me my bop therapist. Cause he's like, how did you find a therapist that like come to your house and have pizza? And I was like, look, they exist. That's all
Let
I'm
me
saying.
Tell you something.
They exist.
This is a special world, and we created it. We created this shit. That's why I want everybody to know, whatever fucking life that you want, create it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I live on a resort.
Yeah.
Right? And it's crazy because ain't no ocean around me. I just got a big ass backyard and I sit in it and I chill and I'm very thankful and I have people in my life that I really care about. And I just call this resort living. You know, whatever life you want to sculpt for yourself, create that shit for real.
It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect. Because if you think about it, I'm always talking about, I want my house to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. I want it to be luxury. I want people to feel like they've like calmed and they've been rejuvenated when they leave. So yeah, resort and living.
Every time I leave Sylvia's house, that's how I feel. I want to spend the night. I just want to curl up in one of her rooms. Just, I don't want that evening to end because it's so special. It really is. It's a nice bond. We have a lot of conversations. It's beautiful. And she'd be making them bomb-ass reels. Like, that was smooth. I like that. That was a good one.
Sly edits. I surely do. But
I don't know how you do it.
But. And you didn't tell the people what all you left with. You left with a lot of stuff.
Oh, let me tell you something. Tipsy Sylvia is fun to watch.
You're not supposed to tell that part.
It got erased. But anyway, she sent me out with some echinacea, which was so awesome. Some, I won't call it mint julep, but it was not.
It was just mint.
It was mint and some lemon balm. Mm-hmm. And some peppers.
Ah! Yes. Did I give you basil?
I don't know. I don't think so.
And a very large container of soil.
Girl. Yes. And that I boiled. I can't believe that shit. Like, yes. We put the hot water in the... I ain't never done that.
You got to kill all the bacteria. That's bad.
Who knew?
You need a very plain, raw... down to, you know, bare bones, make sure that your seeds will catch, make sure that your roots are going to have space, soil.
So I put peat moss in there. Was that okay?
That's okay.
Okay.
That's totally okay.
Okay. I feel so much better. I think this tree is going to live.
So we said all of that, but tell the people, Lori, what's been better?
I've been feeling really good. I'm really working. Again, we talk about this, but I work mid-thought about my thinking, right? Like, last time we talked about overthinking, it can happen in the subtlest of ways, and I've just been really purposeful about my thinking. Because sometimes, like, somebody might say something to me, and I'm like, bitch, you can catch these hands.
Exactly.
You know? But,
I know.
But then I'm like, mm-mm, because everything we say comes back. I don't want nobody to... put hands on me. Then I'm gonna want to put hands back on them. So I'm really being literal about how I feel. And
I'll give you that.
Because I recognize the words have power. So that's one thing. But that pizza. Like, y'all? I'm still remembering the pizza because Tommy and I are on it's not a diet. I'm not gonna say it's a diet. It's a lifestyle change. That we're dropping some pounds once I can fit my wedding dress. And that's necessary. But also to feel better because we have been eating all manner of stuff, right? So that's another thing that's been better. And then the other thing is, I don't know if y'all ever watched the, was it an episode or a movie called Hijack? Was it a movie?
It was a TV show.
Okay, so it was a TV show on Apple.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a series, and we got to series number 6, and Tommy said, that's it, because it's going to come, because we were thinking it was something that was going to come back on.
For season 2?
Yes, I thought it was like, that was season 1, we get over Sylvia's house, and she said, no, I don't think it's going to.
I wish that everybody could have seen Drew and I's face because I'm pretty sure that we short-circuited. We were trying not to give spoilers, but we were also talking like we had all seen the show. So we were all like, yeah, and such. And then Tommy was like, I can't wait for the second season. And we were like, how? What? We're not going to give you any spoilers here if you haven't seen it. Go watch it. Idris Elba is in it and it's chef's awesome. Kiss.
So let me, all of that. But this is what's been better. When you leave a show on a cliff note, like a cliffhanger rather, and you're like, oh, I gotta wait until the next season or whatever you think it's gonna be, it's kind of heartbreaking because you just don't know. And then when you find out there's another episode, like the joy that fills your soul, it just kind of wraps up in a bow. And I just I just want to thank God for communication. I'm just.
Yes.
Mm, because if Tommy wouldn't have said what he said, we wouldn't have never known. We might have never got back to that. We just never found out how the shit ended.
This is also why they did not come to hang out at the pizza oven with me, because they went into my living room and started watching the show.
Let me finish the show. So that, my dear, is what's been better. That's better.
I'll give you that. That was hilarious.
Haven't seen that show, and I ain't really try to even advertise for them, but y'all better see that, because that was different.
Really good. It was a lot of plot twists. It's not your typical airline hijacking TV show or movie.
Different.
It was not.
Just different.
Yep. But okay. So speaking of this weekend, we were at our house having a good time, and I started seeing alerts for what was all happening in Montgomery at the Riverwalk. But I was just kind of like, whatever. I was just kind of like, oh, that's kind of crazy. And y'all left. And I told Drew, like, hey, because he never really goes on the internet for real. He's just, again, like, not a social media guy. I was like, you might start hearing about this. And I was like, I'm probably going to make a few jokes about it. I don't want you to be like deer in the headlights. And so I was like, this and this and this happened. And he was like, okay, you know, whatever. The next day on into yesterday, let me tell you how collectively, if you are on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever you were on yesterday, I know you didn't get any work done. Because I didn't get any work done. Because when I say that Black people, I think my post, it definitely said, it said, good morning to the most creative, resourceful, and wittiest people in this country. Because I have not seen the amount of Photoshop, the amount of reenactments, the amount of people who were just like dealing with these church folding chairs. Oh my God.
Girl, now, Sylvia,
man. Let me say this before we get started really hard into this. I'm not in any way, shape, or form promoting violence. What I am promoting is instant karma, accountability, and people banding together for a cause that is to save a person who was being harmed horribly. We all know in any other circumstance that we have seen over the last, I will say, 5 years, that situation has gone differently every time. So I'm not promoting violence. Do not try to attempt to say that I am promoting violence. What I am promoting is that we as a people banded together in that moment and said no.
We also said fuck around and find out.
That, let me tell you something. If there was no other lesson that was caught yesterday, that was the lesson. That was the fucking lesson. You fucked around and found out that we could swim. You fucked around and found out that we could skip. You fucked around and found out that we could swing them chairs like we were still in the WWE, like in the 90s. You fucked around and found out everything. And I was so grateful for it, because that was horrifying to watch. I was mad from the beginning. I was like, here we go again. Another one. Because if you're new here, you don't know, but everybody else knows that I used to write about police brutality. I used to write about police murder. I used to write about all these things. And I had to watch video after video, collect data after data of all these horrific situations where Black people, and particularly Black men, were unalived because of something. You didn't know anything. It was a cell phone. They had their hands in their pockets. They pulled out their wallet. They talked back. They did whatever you could come up with. So to see yesterday, somebody was doing their job.
Period.
Their job. Not know, you know how some people are. They will insert themselves into a situation. That is not what was happening yesterday. This person was doing their job.
And I'm just curious, was the motherfuckers drunk? Like, were they drunk or something?
No,
it doesn't matter. But I'm like, I'm just trying to figure out the mindset. Like, the guy tells you, you got to move, you know, and then you mad because of the announcement that he gave you, and you're going to push your hands on him? That's what I'm saying. Did you lose your mind?
You had to have lost your mind, but you've also been conditioned to believe that you were right. You've also been conditioned. What is the word again? Ontological. expansiveness. You've mm-hmm. also been conditioned to believe that any space, any place, everything mm-hmm. belongs to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're never wrong and that you have the authority over somebody who is an authority figure. Like, that's the part I can't understand. We are living in post George Floyd where everybody wanted to say, all you had to do is comply. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck didn't y'all comply?
That, but at the same time, and not to say that I'm some person, you know, but I've never seen anything like that. Like, I've never seen anybody wail on someone because they received a directive, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, and what's the outrage about? Like, you're outraged because you're not going to put your hands on somebody unless you are outraged.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just inflamed inside. Mm-hmm. What about what?
That was especially homeboy that came running and giving the flying knee from like up the dock. Like, what I cannot wrap my mind around, because have you seen the video from like the very, very, very beginning? They're all on the boat and the band is playing the music to say like, move your boat, like.
Mm-mm.
The very, very, very beginning video is a mm-hmm. lady who's like explaining what's happening mm-hmm. and the band is singing to the people. They are singing to them on the loudspeaker, mm-hmm. move your boat. And all the people are standing there, you know, they're laughing at first. They're laughing mm-hmm. and laughing and laughing. But to see, okay, this is the moment that we are going to stop taking this. This is the moment that we're going to stop standing around.
Mm-hmm.
And watching, because think about how many years we've seen video after video where it's happening and nobody does anything. They just record mm-hmm. it with their phone, mm-hmm. but they don't mm-hmm. take action.
Jump in. Yeah. This actually happened. And to see that little dude jump, because I saw where the little dude jumped, you know,
the 16-year-old. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Aaron. I can't remember his last name.
Okay. Yeah. So a lot of people are showing him actually swimming. But there was another cut where he was actually jumping mm-hmm. from the riverboat into the water. And I was like, and then I think Ricky Smiley said that he didn't do nothing. He got the thing and didn't do nothing. But they were like, no, this guy body slammed somebody.
Like, but even if he didn't do anything, it's the effort and the idea that he was like, oh, no, this is wrong. And the boat mm-hmm. is taking too long. I got to get there and try mm-hmm. to help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you swam.
He sure did.
Pulled yourself up out of the mm-hmm. water.
Mm-hmm. And then was still like, wail on him.
You can get this work.
Right.
And I love talking to Drew about these perspectives of these mm-hmm. type of situations, because he mm-hmm. was like, we all are boiling under the surface.
Mm-hmm.
We all have mm-hmm. this rage from every microaggression, from every mm-hmm. situation that we've been in where we could not respond.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like, everybody was like, I wanted to hit Susie at the office 2 weeks ago from the wild shit she said to me, and I couldn't do it.
She sure got a hammer with that damn chair. Oh, that man with that chair, he was like, oh, and you can get some too. He went and knocked that lady over the head. That shit was hilarious.
Everybody. Because you know what we also can't hear what was being said to these people.
Yeah, we definitely,
We also can't really hear what was being mm-hmm. said to the security guard. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still trying to figure out, did the hat ever come down from the sky? Like, is the bat signal still up? Are we still on high alert? Is it an orange level? Or like, what are we doing? Because I never saw the hat come back down.
Oh my goodness. I saw him toss that hat. There's so many epic moments.
So many. But what it was for me, it was cathartic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was truly cathartic. Violence aside, rage aside, anger aside, it was, the valve was open and all that pressure was released. And it was like, we are no longer going to take it. Mm-hmm. You are not going to get away with this. Seeing them in handcuffs, I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to automatically take their side. You're not going to automatically watch their tears turn on mm-hmm. and their quivering voice, and we're just gonna go with them as the victim. Like,
but also I think they knew that they were wrong, period. I mean, because
they
did not follow directions. They didn't you know, because they needed to move,
right?
And why not? Like, You can't. It's not much to do.
No. And so. I really do. I just love us, first of all. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I don't love everybody. I have love for everybody. But when I say I love being Black yesterday.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Waking up this morning, I was just like, we are so creative.
Girl, when I saw the diamond chair.
Like the chair t-shirts, the chair coffee mugs, the interviews with the chair,
the cross puzzle.
Oh my God.
The Aquaman, all the Aquaman,
like Aquaman, Aquaman.
Oh yeah, that's right, Aquaman. And Terrence Howard. Oh my goodness,
just everything.
Just, there was a whole extra 45 minutes that it just went out of my time to just kind of scroll down. They even have an Aquaman page. All of them. Oh my goodness.
Just every angle, the number of videos that I made and posted yesterday, I got in on the funnies. I had to. It was too much. It was too much not to want to like preserve this moment. The fact that people are like, this was Juneteenth extended, or this should be its own holiday for us. Like, I'm here for it. What are we doing? Are we grilling? Are we putting something? Are we doing a seafood boil? Like, what are we having a parade of chairs? What are we doing?
Yeah. Oh, did you see the one with Harriet Tubman?
I saw
with the chair out the window. Oh my goodness.
But saw all of them.
One of the things I do want to add, though, too, I think this is the beginning of a more coming together, because if we can come together in a brawl, right? Like, so we're not advocating for violence by any means, but if we can come together for a brawl, let's come together in families, right? Mm-hmm. When somebody's hurting, and let's try to understand and not blame and shame each other. Can we do that? Can we ask more questions about, well, what's going on? Mm-hmm. How can I help? Right. Or mm-hmm. let's get together with our money. Right. And not be fearful, because money is such a hold on. We hoard shit, and we don't need to hoard money, because when you hoard, you don't get any more. But let's come together collaboratively with business plans. Right. Mm-hmm. Let's push each other in that way, so we can shorten this or close this wealth gap. Because it's a big one. It's a big, big wealth gap.
Yeah.
Right. And so let's do that. Let's collaborate. That's the beginning. And I love the fact that we saw this man in need, because he was being harmed for nothing. Mm-hmm. Right. I love that we did that. But now also, can we do a little bit more?
Like, what's the next step? I've loved even I saw on Twitter. Yes. And it's going to be Twitter till the end of time, y'all. I will never call it that letter. It's not. I saw on Twitter somebody saying that this was the best advertisement for Black children learning to swim. And then I saw it was a nonprofit immediately quote tweeted that tweet and was like, well, no better time for us to introduce ourselves. We are, you know, I loved every second of that, because I'm like, yeah, get everything we can out of this moment, because we all feel so good about this moment. Mm-hmm. Again, it has nothing to do with the violence. It has more to do with us coming together. Mm-hmm. Because we've been pitted against each other. We've been, you know, mind controlled into believing that we were not good enough, that we were separate, that we're supposed to take this type of shit, that we deserve all of this. And no.
Mm-mm. Not even.
Nobody deserves any of this.
There was another advertisement. It's like people were getting that free advertisement in using this scenario. But a doctor was saying to Black men or men to get their prostate checked so they can keep their swimmers.
Oh my God, I love it. You use whatever you have to. Get every penny. Get every connection. I know so many people connected through this yesterday. Yes, please. I was on like the all jokes level yesterday, but I also love like the history lessons and all of it. Mm-hmm. People explaining like what happened at that dock before, mm-hmm. what that river was used for, you know, mm-hmm. all those things in mm-hmm. terms of like Black history, American history, mm-hmm. slavery, everything. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, take this as a teachable moment. Take mm-hmm. this as a moment of entertainment. Right. Take this as a moment of release. Because right. for me, it was definitely a moment of release because I know the history.
Yeah. yeah.
I've seen the violence. So to me, it was like, mm-hmm. nobody died.
That's nobody. A blessing. Nobody got shot. Nobody got nobody. Stabbed. That was a blessing. Like, it was just nobody. A regular, like, knuck if you buck type of scenario.
Yeah.
There was also music. I love the raps.
Yes.
The songs.
I heard the songs. And I heard, I think I used two of them. The two different versions of Lift Every Voice were done. Y'all, Lift Every Chair. Come on. Do everything. Just, I love us. I love us. We are hilarious. I would be remiss if I did not say, I also loved seeing white people gather up other white people mm-hmm. in these scenarios mm-hmm. and be like, y'all were wrong.
Yeah.
You right. deserved and every bit of this.
Yeah. Because it was something that could have been avoided.
Absolutely.
The little boy, though, that swam, like mm-hmm. his whole college is paid for.
As it should be. As it should be. I love seeing also the bail funds. Like, people were like, what are we doing? Okay. Are we doing GoFundMe? Are we doing bail mm-hmm. fund? What are we doing? I can offer up legal services. Mm-hmm. But it's that cooperative movement that is, mm-hmm. yes, it's going to push us forward. I hope the momentum of this does not slow down at all. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I hope that people networked and connected a lot more from mm-hmm. it mm-hmm. and that this turns out to be a more positive thing. Like, I know tickets for that riverboat are going to be sold out. Forever. Because when I saw the people the next day posing with the chair, I was done. I was done. I was like, this is a landmark. This is a whole landmark. You go to Montgomery, you go to the riverboat, you go to the EJI Museum, the mm-hmm. Equal Justice Initiative Museum. You go to all the different landmarks from mm-hmm. voting rights. Go to all those things, but also go to the Riverwalk because
that's well now. Yeah, it's forever a thing
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. it just, yeah. Fuck around and find out was a real thing yesterday. And we saw it in real time.
Yeah. I'm just glad that something hopefully good is going to come out of this. Like, that's what I believe. I'm yeah. hoping, you know, that one, you don't fuck with us. Just don't. Just leave us alone from that mm-hmm. standpoint. And yeah. I'm hoping that we're going to collaborate a little bit more with each other because something is going on. If people are in tune, mm-hmm. something is happening in this yeah. world. And I just hope we're awake to it.
Well, I think a lot of it is too that like we're tired. I was so tired and I was watching that video, like waiting on him to die. I was waiting. I was literally because that's just what we see. That's literally what we've been conditioned to understand is going to happen mm-hmm. is that we are minding our fucking business. Mm-hmm. Again, mind your business training. Mm-hmm. And here you come to harm us.
Yeah. But I also think these people need to be the people who really harmed that man. They need to go to jail. Like, literally.
They can go
like,
wherever they're going. But everything you know, they think of is going
to
crumble from now on.
There needs to be a trial. It needs to, I mean, because that's truly a battery, you know, assault and battery. And it's first degree, like, straight up and down.
So, I don't believe in the justice system enough to hold them accountable, so mm-hmm. I can't agree to that fully. Mm-hmm. Is it a nice hope? Yeah. But do I believe it? No. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I believe it is kind of obvious. I mean, look at past example, mm-hmm. all on camera and mm-hmm. nothing happens.
Well, so, Amai Aubrey's.
Yeah, but that's one in how many?
And then George Floyd, they went to jail too.
One in how many?
I hear you. I get it. I get where you're coming from. But I'm just saying, my hope is that, again, like, we're collaborating with this fight. Let's collaborate to make sure these people pay for what they did, because you still need to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, even if he does a civil suit, you know, something needs to be done to show people, no, you're not above the law.
Yeah.
You just not.
You can't just randomly start punching somebody.
No.
At their job.
But he was doing his job.
That literally doesn't make sense.
He was doing his job. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn. And was he, I hope he wasn't suspended or anything like that because of, like,
I don't know. I know that I read somewhere that, like, everybody was out of jail. And I think that included the white folks as well.
But did he get arrested?
I'm pretty sure everybody got arrested.
The guy who was asking the people to move the boat originally? How would he go to jail?
He got arrested.
He was defending himself. Oh, he probably went to jail for throwing his hat. He's like, it's all now, motherfucker. It's all now.
Right. The person I'm like, please do not be in jail anymore is Unk with the chair. If he's still in jail, I'm upset. Let him out.
He was comic relief.
Free that man. Because
he was like, look, let me get in. But I'm going to say that the little dude, the 16-year-old, I hope his back is okay. Because he lifted that big-ass man and slammed his ass on the ground. I'm trying to figure out.
He went to jail, too. But I know he's out.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, that was a full DDT.
I hope his back was okay, though. Because that was a big, big dude that he lifted up and he took his ass down to the ground.
I mean, when you're in that moment, you have, like, super strength anyway, though. Like, the Avengers assembled. So I'm guessing that all their, like, powers kicked in.
Yeah, but
they'll probably feel it later.
That's what I'm saying. Afterwards, their powers go away and that pain comes up.
This is true. Like, this is true.
Because I lifted up that damn, I went to get some dirt, you know, some more dirt for the shrubs, right? Mm-hmm. I think that might have been about 60-pound bag. And my back still hurts.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm just saying. Yeah. So if you pick up a 200 and that man was good 270.
And he was big.
That 16-year-old was a little dude.
And he just flipped him like a pancake.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I mean, you got to. You have to. We have to let them know. Like, we're tired. We're not going to do this anymore. You've gotten away with enough.
We're not gonna take it.
Exactly. Well, exactly. Like, you've gotten away with enough. Mm-hmm. I really am glad that there was not, like, clear audio of, like, what was being said.
That would have been some awesome that just added. Commentary, girl. What you saying?
It might have been. I'm saying the pre, like, when they were arguing on the dock before the first punch was thrown, like, what was being said.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised that they didn't create, like, a dance to this thing. Because you know they'll do that.
Don't put a request on that.
Good for doing that kind of stuff.
It was enough to do the songs, but yes, if there are dances, I want to see them. I just
me
do.
Too. Listen, I'm for all of it. I love it.
Everything. I ordered little miniature chairs to give away. I already put this on my Instagram. I'm gonna find
you,
it.
Did you do it for real?
I already ordered. I said if there's anybody that I know that works in an office. Amongst others, you'll be getting one of these chairs as a gift from me. Yes, I fully said that.
Yeah, but I don't think they can see that.
Y'all getting one of these chairs. It's going to happen. I already ordered them.
And they're light. They're pretty, too. Cute little.
Yes.
I might put it on my desk, you know, just kind of.
Little chairs.
Yeah, don't sit on it though.
No, it's for your phone. It's small enough. It's for your phone. That's what it says. It's a phone foldable chair or something like that. But yes.
So your phone can sit on it?
Yes.
Okay. Don't try this at home. Don't be trying to sit in that chair. Because you're going to F around and find out.
I've seen phone earrings.
I know. That's chain. What I'm saying. Oh my goodness.
I love us.
I think we should have an award show for all the reels. I really think that, you know,
there should be like a music category. There should be a reenactment category. There should be like a commentary category. Yes.
I'm surprised.
Should be like whoever added some music to theirs, like if you overlaid something, like
right.
I did that on mine. I added the music to it because I was like, yes, go ahead.
I'm surprised Spice Adams hadn't come up with something.
I'm surprised so many people have not come up with stuff, but I'm like just waiting. So, I mean, it's only Tuesday.
Yeah,
who knows
true.
What could happen? That's keep true. It going. Just keep. Yeah, we keep need this for the rest of the week.
Right. We even wanted to just, you know, step away from what we normally talk about and just kind of dive into this because I think it's something that's relevant. I think it's important to be up on some of the trending things that's taking place. But it's something that we need to talk about because I think it's so important for today.
Yeah.
You know, our culture.
Yeah. It was a cultural moment. I think it was also a cultural shift of like, hey, collectively, we don't have to take this anymore. We're free. A friend of mine always has said that before. Is like, you know, we're free now. Like we don't have to take that.
Right.
Like, mm-mm.
You know what I saw too? Black men help another black man.
Yes. Which like is just
that,
the most
I'm
beautiful
I'm going to have to
thing.
Just say that. I appreciate our black men. Again, we know how to knuck and buck. We do that. That's what we. And I'm glad we support each other. I'm still now saying, black men, please help the younger black men too. The ones who you know don't have fathers, be a support to them. Check in with them because they're not going to check in with you. They keep most of the things inside and tell them that they can cry because it's okay. They can let out emotions other than just anger and frustration. They can be excited. They can be, they can also be sad because that's a thing because people don't cry or you know, I'm embarrassed to cry. No, please don't. So while you're doing that, I think it's also good to support emotionally. Let's provide emotional support. And if you're having issues with emotional support, there's so much information out there about emotional intelligence. Please, please look it up. It's very important. So thank you. Thank you, my brothers, for helping out.
And I'm going to say not just helping younger black guys, like help your peer group. If you're the one in your peer group who's like in touch with even if it's one other emotion, talk about it. With your friends, like just bring up the conversation and like try to create a space where you're not judging each other, even though we are good for that. We will make a joke out of anything. King William, shout out to you. His tweet yesterday was like, it has been a very unserious day. And I was like, and we needed it. I needed to not be serious today.
Right.
But
right.
Yes, like we are so unserious about it, about everything. Everything under the sun we are unserious about. But help each other. There are so many black men that need to go to therapy, that need some kind of therapeutic situation. You need a cathartic release of some sort.
Yes.
I think that it is possible for you to find it if you allow that to happen. Black women, same thing. We need the same exact thing.
Yeah. And catharsis is a lot of things, right? It could be.
Yes.
Something
we needed a deep breath.
Letting it out. Crying is the most cathartic thing you could do. You know, you can actually punch a bag. That was cathartic what they did, you know, to be able to release all their frustration out on these motherfuckers who were acting a fool. So that's a cathartic scenario too.
Yeah.
But it's more than just crying. But again, crying is okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God, if you get a good crowd, bless your soul, because notice how you feel when you're finished crying.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people
not immediately. Let me tell y'all, because I'm the crybaby of the two of us. Not immediately will you necessarily feel better, but you will feel better. It's it's wild to cry, especially on the internet. But once you do it, you're okay with it. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Just cry. Just get it over with. Just let it out. Because I do think we are all, like Drew said, just boiling under the surface. We are dealing with so many things. There are whole systems in place just to try to stop us. And we continue every day to thrive in spite of it. It might not look like we're thriving. We might not feel like we're thriving. But let me tell y'all, this was not designed for us to still be here and still be doing what we are doing.
Child, let me tell you, that's what I'm saying. That karma is something else, which goes back to what we put out is what we get back. And so please, you all, please remember to be impeccable with your word. Like, be kind and loving with what you say, and let the things that come out your mouth be life-giving and not death-giving. You know, I really want to promote that, because when we say kind words, they come back. If we do kind deeds, they come back.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 100% possible for us to have better, because better is possible. And regardless of these systems, like I said, that are in place, housing is against us. Education is against us. History is now against us. Medicine is against us. All these things. But just know that it is possible for us to band together and to fix them. It is possible for you to begin to grow your own food at your own house. Control what you are putting in your body. It is possible for you to get out of that terrible job that you no longer really need. It's not serving you. It might be paying a bill. It might be keeping a light on, but there is something better. Yes. It is possible for us to see the world. We are free now.
Yes.
And before they rise up and do anything else to try to set us back, let's continue to whoop their ass metaphorically. Keep living, keep thriving, keep doing everything in spite of all the things that were supposed to stop us.
Because good is, it, even though it doesn't seem like it, but good will overcome evil. It just is. And it's just one person at a time. Let's come together, y'all.
Yeah. All right. Well, any takeaways?
I think a good takeaway is support. Support each other. That's what I got from this. I think it's always good to support each other as much as we can.
I like that. For for me,
you're taking away.
There are a lot more people in their find out phase right now, and I'm glad for that. And the find out phase isn't necessarily negative, I think, because for us, we all found out it's like, oh shit, we can band together.
That's true. We can come together.
Funny. We are witty. We are supportive. We do love each other. We do think that we are powerful. So I think, a lot more people are in their find out phase, and I'm grateful for that.
Yes.
So, I don't have any book recommendations this week. I am starting Slavery by Another Name because I have something coming up and I want to reread that. But I mean, that is a good book, I will say. So maybe I do a book recommendation.
Slavery by Any Other Name?
By Another Name.
Okay. Slavery by
Another Name. A-N-O-T-H-E-R. Yeah. Another Name. That's my book recommendation for the week.
Did I talk about artificial maturity last time?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. I definitely have another book, honey. Because there's always some books that I could recommend. Okay.
Give us one.
Library full of books. The Coming.
Okay.
The Coming by Daniel Black.
All right. What's this one about?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. That's what you're reading next. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to read it with me as I'm reading it, because I'm going to jump into it.
Okay. Or Slavery by Another Name. If we want to do a book club, talk about that, or pick our brains about some other books. You know, typically Lori is like therapeutic books. I am historic books, historical fiction. How do we move forward as a people type of situation? And I also like autobiographies. So if there are any books that you want to suggest or want to read along with us, let us know. Other than that, like, share, subscribe, do something with this episode, but do not keep it for yourself. We love positive reviews because they help others find our show. And thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music, Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com.
or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at What's Been Better Podcast.
Thanks for listening.